souls are crying.
Greetings, friends and radio listeners, and welcome to the R.G. Hardy program as we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today. Today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, is certain to uplift you, especially if you're in a tight place. In fact, that's the title of today's message, The Tight Spots of a Christian. So if you're in need of encouragement, you have tuned to the right station. And I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message by Brother Hardy, The Tight Spots of a Christian.
I'm glad I'm saved. I said, I'm glad I'm a child of God. My God, I wouldn't want to be in the fix I'm in and be a sinner. My Lord, help me, Jesus. My Lord, I said, I wouldn't want to be living in this society. I wouldn't want to be living in Baltimore City. Of all the troubles there is, and be a sinner. No, sir, honey. I believe I'd barricade myself in a room and I wouldn't go out. I'd be scared to death. How many say amen? I'm glad I'm saved. You know what? You know something? I'd rather be the most tried and tested, tight spot Christian that ever lived than the freest sinner right here in Baltimore. I'd rather be in all the tight spots that you can get in and be a Christian than be free and be a sinner. Because I know that if I'm in a tight spot, God's got to get me out. I don't have to do nothing. He's got to get me out. He's got to. Somebody said, why has he got to get you out? Because number one, I'm righteous. I'm his child. And number two, his word said he'd get me out. And God's got to do it because he said it. I'm going to go up to God and say, God, I'm your child. The blood's on me. Put the blood on me right now. How many say amen? I'm your child. Your blood's on me. You got to move for me. You got to get me out of this tight spot. You got to move. I said, bless God tonight, God. You've got to move. Oh, honey, if you had everything handed to you on a silver platter, how do you know God can do all those things? I won't have no problem with faith when old death comes. I said, I don't believe I won't have any trouble when it comes time to meet Mr. Death. I ain't going to be afraid of Mr. Death. And you will be afraid of him. I'm going to say, no. I'm going to say, hey, Death, where's your stake? You know what it's going to take to be raptured. Who knows what it's going to take to be raptured? It's going to take faith. How many say amen? And all these little tests is just purifying our faith so that when the big challenge of faith comes, we just won't have to worry. How many say amen? When the devil comes in and tries to break your faith at the old deathbed and showing you death all around you, maybe, I don't know, maybe the America might be invaded and they might try to make you deny Jesus. And when he's got that gun there and that demon looking at you and death looking at you, how many say amen? Oh, God wants to bring you to the place that you can say, for me to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Pull that old trigger. You know, we might just be brought to that before it's over. You know, the early apostolic church, the church of the apostles, had to have that kind of faith. As you read the story of the apostles, you find that every one of them went out as a martyr. As I began to read the autobiography of Paul, say, where did you read it? You know, he wrote it himself. How many say amen? You know that their Greek word auto means self. The story of my own life by me. This is the story of my life by me, Paul, the apostle. He wrote it himself. How many say amen? When did he write it? When he said, Timothy, fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life. He said, Timothy, I charge you before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the gospel. Be instant in season and out of season. And reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. He said, for I'm about to be offered up, and the time of my departure is at hand. He said, this is my autobiography. I fought a good fight. I believe in fighting. I don't believe in fighting a defeated fight. I believe in fighting a good fight, and the good fight is fighting a good fight of faith. Have faith and punch the devil. Amen. He said, believe God and lift up the bloodstained banner. Somebody said, fighting? I'm fighting now, honey. You don't know how I'm fighting now. I'm fighting for my life. Amen. I believe in God, and I'm punching the devil. I believe in God, punching the devil. Said, are you fighting? Yeah, man, I don't know how long my voice is going to stay out, but I'm fighting the good fight of faith. I'm going to preach the good news. Hey, good news, you are in a tight spot. The Lord's on the way. Hold on. Hold on. You know, God, in every circumstance and situation that we'll get in, has promised to make us the victors. In fact, as we study the Word and we find out the Word, we find out that wherever we are, if we're an obedient child of God, God led you there. I'm going to let that sink in. I said, if you are an obedient child of God, wherever you are at, whatever circumstance you're in, God led you there. So don't let the devil tell you God don't know anything about you. He led you there. He ordered you there. Let me change it and really get biblical. If you have been obeying the Lord, wherever you're at, whatever your circumstance, God ordered you there. The steps of a righteous, that's somebody that's obeying God. That's somebody that's not disobedient. That's somebody that's not living in sin. That's somebody that's not living in rebellion. That's somebody that hasn't broken any law to be guilty. They are righteous. The steps of a righteous man are what? Oh, God ordered you just wherever you are. God ordered you to get right in that tight spot. God said, get in that tight spot. He said, Hardy, you've been obeying me. You've been doing what I told you. Preaching my word. Try to lift up Jesus. Not compromising. Cry aloud. Spare not. Lifting up holiness. Crying out against sin. He said, get in that tight spot. I said, all right, Lord. He said, because I'm going to get you out of it. How many say amen? Hey, did you ever read in the Psalms where God promised, the psalmist said, I will lead you into a large place? What do you think he was talking about? What's a large place mean? What do you mean in a large? Someone take you out of that tight spot. You know what happens? When you're righteous and you obey the Lord leads you into that tight spot. You know what happens? The devil comes running. Bless God, you in a tight spot. Look at you. You've obeyed the Lord. You've been righteous. He's trying to get yourself righteous now. Didn't mean to tell me the Lord loves you, led you into this tight spot. I said, this is just a door. Said, here you are, obey God. Led you in a tight spot. What kind of God is that? Why don't you quit serving him? Why don't you give up? I ain't about to give up. Not in that place. If I'm going to give up, I ain't going to give up no tight spot. Are you crazy? You mean tell me I'm going to get in a tight spot and don't see no way out and I'm going to quit God there? I need him then. If I'm going to quit him, I'm going to wait till he gets me in the large place. I ain't going to quit him in a tight spot. See what I'm talking about? Hey, brother, you ought to be glad you didn't quit God Wednesday. Ain't you glad you stood up there and helped me preach and shout and pray for the sick and take them through the line? Aren't you glad? Somebody said, why? I'm glad he didn't quit God Wednesday. Amen. Why? Because somebody stuck a gun in him. When was it, Thursday or today? Wednesday after the church. Oh, before. Oh, I'm glad you didn't quit him Sunday. Stuck a gun in him. Took his money. Took his watch. How many say amen? He was in a tight spot. Didn't have his watch. Couldn't tell what time it was. It's time to praise the Lord. And why should he praise God? That man could have pulled that trigger, that's why. What did the Lord do? He was in a tight spot. Didn't have your watch so you knew what time it was. Didn't have his money. But the brother's been given to the Lord. He's been sacrificing, and God saw it. And the devil said, bless God, I'm going to rob him. I'm going to take his watch and his money. And you know what? God saw him giving. And you know what God did? Made them police catch them boys and take his watch back and his money back. How many say amen? Hey, bless God, I wouldn't be a sinner now for nothing. I'd stay in the house. We heard a story just like this just a little while ago. About somebody that a friend hollered to him, they stopped the car and got in the back of the car. They wasn't so fortunate. Because when that man threw the gun on him, he shot him right in the heart. Boom. Because he didn't know Jesus, honey. That was the difference. The Lord was in the car with you, brother. He let that gun get lockjaw. He let that trigger finger get paralyzed. You know that?
Amen. What an inspiring word of encouragement by God's servant, Brother Hardy, the tight spots of a Christian. The scripture says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. Now, the word afflictions doesn't refer to a sickness, but rather to a narrow, confining place, as though you're being squeezed, or as Paul described it, pressed in the spirit and even pressed out of measure. In other words, a tight spot. Many are the tight spots of the Christian, but our God has promised to deliver us out of every one. 1 Corinthians 10:4 states, there is no temptation taken you, but such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not suffer you to be tempted above that which ye are able, but with the temptation will also make a way to escape, that ye may be able to endure it. Child of God, your tight spot will not destroy you, because God is faithful to bring you out. And James reminded us that we have the example of the Old Testament saints who also suffered afflictions and did it with patience. And Peter stated that the same afflictions, the same tight spots, are accomplished in our brethren around the world. We believe this message is one you may need to hear again and even might want to share with someone you know who is in a tight spot. It is available in both CD and audio tape for a love gift to the radio ministry of $10 or more. Ask for offer numbered 127T for audio tape or 127CD for the CD. Now, even if you do not want to place an order, we'd love to hear from you. And in fact, we need your financial support to keep this program on the air. Please send your orders and love gifts to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland, 21203. Ask for offer number 127T or 127CD for this message, Tight Spots of a Christian, and enclose your love gift of at least $10. Or you may visit us online at rghardy.org.